Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning, everyone, and we're moving right
good
along.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Reesa. Good morning, Reesa. Boy, talking about moving right along, now we're going into June. Can you believe, is it really June coming up, Reesa, or what? What's the deal here?
That is my birthday month, so trust me, June is coming up.
Do you like to be reminded? You know, it's Reesa's birthday. Let's have a party. You know, it's like, keep it quiet. And you don't, it doesn't remind you.
I'm approaching that age where it's like, it's my birthday and I want all the presents, but let's not talk about it. You know, just give me stuff.
We don't need a spotlight shining on you. Hey, you know, I wonder if we weren't reminded every year that, now you're 30, now you're 40, et cetera. If we were just left alone, we might stay a little younger, because a lot of people associate a certain age with shuffling a little slower, getting up a little slower. Hey, I'm going on 68. I'm going on 70. So they kind of figure they're going to be creaky or something. And it doesn't have to be that way, you know?
Well, that's what they were. They had a piece on one of the morning shows this morning saying that what is middle age? And they're talking about middle age. And if you think of yourself as middle age at 55, what are you going to do when you're 80? You know? So 55, they showed a picture of Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show. And 55 used to look like that back then in the 50s and 60s. But 55 now, you know, 55 is definitely the new 35. So.
Oh, definitely, yeah. State of mind is so important. You know, I look at it and say, there's a lot of vacations I haven't taken and a lot of things I haven't done yet. So I haven't really started. So until that day comes, I'm going to stay young. You know, you got to think
that way. Well, that brings us to our hot topic.
Topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic. Well, my hot topic is we spent another lovely weekend together, Jim. Doesn't that sound scintillating? Jim say, wait, where was I?
It was something else, Reesa. It was, but now we had a great, great thing going on there. And I give you credit, Reesa. You had a nice facial, and it was just a great event. Everybody was glowing.
It was a wonderful event. It was just one day. We didn't spend a whole weekend together, and it was just for a few hours. But it was a Benev facial products and Katarina Jewelry event. It was a wonderful thing. I got a wonderful facial. I love the products. I don't know if...
And Katarina,
Just tried Benev before, but Benev has a whole line of products. They gave me a lovely facial. I got some products. It was very nice. I plan to use them. And I can see just after using it a couple of days, I can see, you know...
I guess you would call them high-tech.
Actually softened my skin.
I guess you're high-tech in the beauty industry. They keep on top of this, on the contents of their product, what goes into them, so on, to really work. You can see the difference when you see. I was kind of looking at some of the pictures they had in their walls, and it's really impressive, you know.
Absolutely. And Katarina Jewelry, you mentioned them, too. They
Katarina
had some
jewelry.
Lovely charm jewelry. They have a thing that you use, a tool to take off your jewelry, which as we get older, I used to tell people when I was young, old people would say, could you fasten this for me or could you fix this for me? And I think, well, they're just lazy. They're just trying to make me do this. Now I know you get older and your little fingers aren't as nimble as they used to be. This tool helps you clamp on your bracelet and helps you clamp it off, too.
And the charms are just
beautiful, beautiful colors, rose gold, gold, and then they have the Swarovski crystals on them. Beautiful jewelry by Katarina Jewelry.
And it was attention getter. I didn't want to interrupt
my hot topic.
I didn't want to interrupt you during your hot topic, but yeah, what a crowd they had over there. And they were just gathering around a jewelry table, and they had their glowing faces. I think it was a smash. But anyway, moving into hot topics for, what would we say, news updates. Let's touch on the politics just briefly. Bernie says superdelegates is an issue. All right? They're undemocratic and ill-advised. And also, Bernie says he would oust DNC chairman Debbie Schultz. So I don't know if he's getting along too well with the Democrats, but by saying that escalates the feud with the Democratic establishment, basically, and the party. Well, you know, he's going against Hillary and says he can beat Trump. But he also said he's been winning most of the last elections, but Hillary's still ahead. And it looks like it's going to be a battle between Clinton and Trump. They're locked in a dead heat, basically, across the would-be pick polls. And the negative connotations and so on and so forth that people think about Trump is kind of dissipating. And he met with Corker to talk about the VP situation. So it's all exciting, and 2016 will be a breakout for the libertarian ticket. Time will tell. And Trump's opened
we'll
the doors
see.
For
yeah.
moving
well, forward. You know, they're saying that thousands of people didn't realize that when they registered as independents that they were actually registering for a party in California.
Exactly.
And the independent party is a party. It doesn't mean that you're not affiliated with a party. So they
right.
say thousands of people changed their registration, and then thousands more, when they discovered it, became part of the independent party. But the thing is, today is the last day that you can register to vote. Change your registration, new registration. You got to do it today. So if you haven't registered, if you're confused about what party you're in, you can call the Registrar of Voters. You can go online, but you have to do it today. It's real simple. You can do it online, but you have to register today in order to vote in California on June 7th. And for those of you that are voting in the 54th Assembly District, I think I mentioned it. I'm running for the Central Committee in the 54th District. If you happen to see my name, my legal name, Rita Simon, on the ballot, then we're in the same party and you can vote for me for the Central Committee.
Let's get Rita.
If you
in
like
there.
Me. If you don't like me, don't vote for me.
And just,
I trust you like me.
No, we're gonna back you up, Reed. Don't worry about it. And just touching real quick on some of the things that were on there. Egypt's president said all scenarios are considered regarding the plane crash of Flight 804, the Egypt Air. And Egypt sends a submarine to search for the debris in the Mediterranean Sea, a two-mile-deep area. And they're not sure if it was just an accidental fire or maybe it could have been a bomb. And it's all up in the open. And just in the business world, a German company, Bayer BG, or just, I can't see letters, and they offered $62 billion for Monsanto, and it could create the largest supply of agri-rich chemicals ever, you know. That would be about the biggest situation ever, with $62 billion. That'd be generated into a big company. And the Padres recently apologized for the national anthem. I don't know if you've heard about that down in San Diego. They had 100 men out in the field from it was a gay men's choir, and they're all dressed up,
mm-hmm.
ready to sing the national anthem. But what they did was the Padres said, let's do this on tape, and then you could lip sync it. So they're all out there ready to go, and what came over the loudspeakers was a lady singing the national anthem, so it kind of threw everybody off a little bit.
The men's choir would have known if they had planned to lip sync it. They acted like they were that this was totally an insult. Now, you know, you can believe whatever you want to believe. You don't bring people out on the field and do that. Now,
how
I believe
do that?
It could have been. I believe it. I think it was somebody's just really bad idea at some point. It was somebody's bad idea, because how do you happen to have that on tape ready and queued up?
Yeah.
It's pretty suspicious.
Brain scenario.
Somebody should get fired.
Brain scenario. And people talking about traveling. We got stuff coming up here. You know, everybody's thinking about going somewhere. Remember, we got about 80 thunderstorms in the southern Midwest area. So check your weather before you go. And
I love L.A. We don't do thunderstorms. Very rarely.
Did you follow up on any of these sports things that were going on? I mean, they had the Padres Dodger game broke record. They used 42 players. You know, there's usually don't use that many players in the game. Lasted over 5 hours, and
I heard that they were like in the 15th inning, and it's like what?
It's amazing.
I don't even do sports, but I know they're only 9 innings in baseball. So for them to go 15
and they weren't
done.
Yeah, to use 42 players. I mean, that's, you know, and the Dodgers, they took it over the Padres 9-5. But, boy, talking about battling it up.
Because I heard they lost the other two games, and so they were trying to not
make it
just a complete blowout because, of, you know, three-way series. No, I'm talking I know anything about baseball and sport. I know nothing about
baseball.
Hey,
baseball reads a lot of stuff. A lot of Yankees defeated the Athletics for the fourth straight victory. You know, that's and
I don't even know who the Athletics are.
And Joe Kelly is no longer on the disabled list. You know, and then in basketball, I don't know if you saw the kick. Did you see the kick? The Warriors 28-point loss to the Thunders and to Thunder in game three.
I don't follow sports.
Well, Green jumped up and he was blocked. So he raised his leg and kicked the blocker real hard in the groin. And so he's saying
goodness.
It was an accident. But, you know, you don't have to. I've seen hundreds of games that, you know, that doesn't look like an accident. Looks like it was meant, but, you know, we'll see. In the Eastern Conference final, the Cavaliers versus the Raptors game four is tonight. Tonight, the big game.
Yeah,
and you know what
really
happened
in
the Red
sports,
Sox?
But...
More history there. The Red Sox win a 5-2 over the Indians, and the outfielder Jackie Bradley, 27 game hitting streak and 11 home runs, and then he hit a automatic double. It landed in the outfield and bounced over the wall. Jeez, this is wild stuff going on.
Speaking of the Indians, though. I heard a report that only 9% of the Native Americans are offended by the name the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
So Washington is going to fight to try to get the Redskins name back. Did they change it already?
I don't know.
They're saying that the Native Americans are not offended by it. So why are we doing – you know, political correctness can really get out of hand sometimes.
Especially
when one group of people is speaking for another group of people, and the other group of people doesn't even feel that way.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But at any rate, I digress. Go on, Jim.
Well, in the Indy 500, I don't know if you follow the races, but that Hinchcliffe, he made a big comeback from, he had a life-threatening injury, and he won the pole in the qualifications for the big race. So it goes to show you, you know, like never give up. You know, he hung in there. So anyway, that's, you know, I just tried to touch briefly on some of the, so there's so much, there's some big stuff in hockey and soccer and there's so much, but we'll move along. I think it's a commercial time. I think we ran a little long.
It is commercial time.
And it's commercial time. I can run my own commercial. Easy Way Broadcasting. EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
EasyWay Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, and it wasn't easy for Eric to build that all up, Reed. I'll tell you, he works hard, H-A-R-D, very hard to do what he does, but it makes it easy for a lot of people. And Reed, you know, real quick, over the years we've seen these people, you know, I mentioned Jackie, and, you know, these people, should they retire? Should they keep going on when they're in a winning streak? Jackie Bradley is, you know, such a home run streak and everything. Do you leave when you're on top? Or, I mean, when you're on top, you're thinking, hey, what the heck, keep going. But then they go eventually go on the downspin. What would you do, Reef? Would you hang in there and keep hitting
home
runs?
I'm going to work until I drop. I'm just going to work until I drop. What can I tell you? When you love what you do, you do what you do. And speaking of people who love what they do, your son, Eric Zulli, loves what he does. He does a good job at it. He does social media stuff. He does you can't really call him an event planner. I don't know what you call it when you put together these
big
events.
He's amazing at building brands. He can build a brand, an individual, a business. He works with corporate now. And people literally, they call and they say, your son has, I mean, they're dumbfounded. They say, your son has done more in a weekend than this group I had working for literally a year. I'm going, a year? And he said, yes, we work with people for 6 months to a year. And your son has done more in days than he's done. And he really, it's amazing what I hear and what I see. And anyway,
and he's got a lot. He's got a lot of stuff going on, and I can never remember what all the things are because I am a baby boomer. So let's bring on your handsome young son, Eric Zulli himself, and he can tell us what's going on.
Eric, you with us?
Eric.
You might have them.
It's Eric's theme music. I love a man with his own theme music.
That's how you have to do it, man. You gotta have the bright, proper intro. Hello, everybody on Radio Boomers Live that's listening. Hello, Aretha. Hello, Dad. Hello, hello, hello. So many exciting things going on right now, you know, and every now and then, guys, I'll pop on Radio Boomers Live and kind of give you guys the update, but we got a lot of really exciting things happening, and I got to say thank you to Benev and Katarina Jewelry. That was a really fun, fantastic event, and that's actually one of the things I'm going to talk about is Holly Davidson and her husband, Antonio, are industry veterans. I met them about 10, 11 years ago, and I met Holly when she was managing Ruben Cannon, part of the Nick Cannon family. And she's doing some amazing PR. Well, Benev is her client, and we're coming together. We're bringing Holly and her husband on the EasyWay team officially, and we're going to have a lot of Benev events as well as Katarina Jewelry and a lot of mixing and mingling with, you know, corporate people, doctors and physicians and dentists, and you know, I mean, you guys know, yesterday there was owners of fitness companies and scientists, and I mean, it was a great networking experience, and Aretha, I'm glad you're able to make the hour and a half trip down. Wasn't it worth it?
It was. It was only an hour, though. Thank God. It was on a Saturday morning, so it was only an hour.
Oh, you live closer than I thought, then. I thought you were out in the Valley area. Okay.
No, I'm in L.A.
And it was a weekend, so it was a little better.
And we do have the Easy Way TV episode coming out, guys. You'll be able to see that on our Easy Way TV Facebook page and Twitter. And if you follow us, you'll see it. And if you don't follow us, go to easywaybroadcasting.com and subscribe or subscribe to our app and, you know, any of our social media pages, and you'll be able to keep up with all the episodes. But one of the things we're going to be doing, actually, is we've launched Easy Way Corporate, and anybody that wants to follow Easy Way Corporate specifically, which are business owners and corporate-related activities, you know, company reviews and things like that, we launched that, and we're going to be doing a lot of things with a lot of corporate activities, Benev being one of them. We have a very high-level corporate networking type of event, panel, educational event coming up on August 6th at the Educational Performing Arts Center in Ontario. We're going to have panelists that are professionals in music, entertainment, social media, marketing, etc. And you know, everybody's been wanting to know how we created what we did. And I'm not going to say I, because I haven't done anything on my own. I've had a really, really amazing team that I wish I could shout out everybody. And we're constantly developing and building that team. And we're going to be giving a lot of opportunities for other people to build with the Easy Way movement, you know, to influence other influencers, to educate people on ethical business. You know, there's just a lot of situations that I've seen that I think people can try to do it the easy way, and I think they'll understand that once you do it that way, you'll get a lot more than you know, trying to be unethical. But basically, we have a really amazing event. We just got Steve Resnick on board, which is a really close friend of mine. We honored him in 2015 with the Easy Way Achievement Award and in the Hollywood Hills. You guys remember that event, the Easy Way pre-release, the magazine pre-release. So he'll be on board.
Great event.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And we had one of Oprah's.
Everybody showed up, and I was, you know, it was a little tricky to find. It was up in the hills, and it was a stormy, rainy night. And it was still packed. I mean, people were waiting outside. That was pretty impressive.
I was surprised. And if anybody wants to see that event, you can look at Getty Images or Wire Image. You know, we always have Getty and Wire covering our stuff, PR photos, and a lot of the general affiliates and partners we work with always. And that's the other thing too is I wanted to talk about the coverage. Whenever Easy Way is involved in something, you guys will see a banner that has Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way TV, and Easy Way Radio. But under it, you'll see a lot of distribution. You'll see a lot of different logos. Those logos represent the contracted distribution that we have. Dish Network. We have a VOD channel on Dish Network now. Wascal, which is you know, expressed that they're with Amazon. Apple TV, iTunes. By the way, this show is syndicated on iTunes, by the way, Apple TV. So if you guys you know, want to go to iTunes, you can now get the show on iTunes, as well as Xbox and FilmOn. FilmOn is one of the biggest IPTV platforms in the world, and we're building our channel on FilmOn right now. And if anybody has any content, we've actually brought on a couple producers. We're in development right now to bring a couple webisodes and episodes and films and things like that on the channel. And you guys will actually be able to go to the app and watch the channel. It's going to be a streaming, 24-hour streaming, time-slotted platform where you can look at cool content. And, you know, we're going to continue to develop that, and we're going to be launching. Every time we do these events, you know, what's beneficial for you guys, the listeners, is you're really going to be able to network with – I mean, I'm sharing – Easy Way is sharing what we have with everybody. You know, the power of collaboration versus the power of competition is way stronger, you know, than you can imagine. And so we enjoy it, but we want to keep it as a quality circle. You know, we have our membership. We have certain ways. And a lot of people have been – you know, you guys were saying in the beginning of the show, you know, who I am and what I do, and it seemed like you're a little confused on my title, because I do a lot. And that's why I came up with the whole entrepertainment thing. We're going to do a lot of entrepertainment, because I'm an entrepertainer. I'm an entertainer. I'm a host. I've acted. I've done commercials. I've done a lot of things. I'm also an entrepreneur that owns a pretty successful networking company and do a lot of things in the nonprofit space. But
one of the things is, this is a new era. This is a new facet coming up that wasn't around a long time ago. I mean, when Reetha and I needed to make a phone call or get a hold of somebody, we needed some change to go to the payphone. That was it. There was no pagers and no whatever. And now you're in a new era. So you basically do need new titles today, because this stuff didn't exist.
Yeah, Dad, you're right. It's basically an app-based world, and everything is on our app. So if you download our app, you'll be a part of the family. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go a little bit further, you can if you want to have your brand enhanced, if you want to increase your reach, if you want to grow your business, then that's what we do. We can help you do that in many ways. We have over 100 testimonials that state that. In fact, Caterina Jewelry was pretty happy with their results yesterday, and you guys will see the episode, which is going to actually be the first. Well, I wouldn't say it's the first official episode because we have our interviews with CEO Space, and actually we have a lot of corporate stuff. So I won't say it's the first episode, but it's actually the first edited. Like we shot this and knew we were going to produce this for Easy Way Corporate, which is a new segment we're going to be doing. And by the way, if you're a company, one thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing reviews. We're actually going to be coming to your event or coming to your store or coming to your business, and we're going to be shooting it to review your business and really give you kind of like a Yelp on wheels in a way. You know, like we're actually going to create a show that's going to be based upon reviewing your business. And then it's going to be highly, highly ranked on Google. What do you guys think of that?
Yelp on wheels.
But you can't actually say that, though. That was just, you know, they're trademark and copyrighted. We're not calling it that. But
no,
it's going to be
take away the
like
Yelp.
That.
But the thing is, that's a good point because a lot of these corporate situations, and we've seen the impact when we go to some of these situations on just having a little carpet, a media wall with their logo so on and do little interviews. It adds a lot of flair. It adds a little excitement, and it brings a focal point and excitement to the event.
And speaking of flair, that's one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving you the Easy Way experience. You know, and if you hire us and you bring us out, you're going to get that much more. And I think now after 12 years, people have seen if Easy Way gets involved. And, I mean, you know, after getting hundreds of emails weekly of people requesting me and the team to be involved, I think people see the value that we can create and the value that how we can give them a return and how we enhance their brand and what we bring to the table. So we're creating packages and ways of doing that. One of the new things we brought on board is my good friend Fred Smith, who actually was trained under John Maxwell. And he's a structure strategist. He's a sales professional. He built a company that went from zero to 300 million. And I believe it was with Hyundai. I don't know exactly all the details, but, I mean, this guy's tops of the tops. He's going to be one of our panelists on the 6th, and he's coming on board officially. We have Holly Davidson and her husband that are PR extraordinaires, and her husband was with CBS for a long time. You know, we're really bringing on some amazing people to make you guys amazing. You know, when you have something to do, it's not just me anymore. I'm bringing in my real, real teams, you know, and I'm not – saying anything, but these are my friends, and unless we announce them officially being on the team, but I will, you know, we have Steve Resnick, we have the co-founder of E-Entertainment, Larry Namer, we have Chris Donovan, the former director of the Golden Globes, we have Dev Ross and John Reynolds, Emmy-winning writers, did Aladdin, was involved with E.T., the movie, I mean, it goes on and on, what we have now involved with our team, so we just want to bring that and give you that Easy Way experience, and you guys will get an idea off of this episode. I really want you guys to watch this episode, which is it's the Benev Beauty Bash sponsored by Caterina Jewelry or something like that. And it's the Easy Way Corporate episode that gives you that corporate experience. But it's not just about watching the show. It's about watching what's going to happen with Benev.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
going to happen with Caterina. You know what I mean? It's watching those results based
proof
upon – yeah, creating content stuff. And that's really what Easy Way Corporate and hashtag Easy Way is really all about. And I mean, there's so many other things to talk about, but that's kind of what I wanted to focus on. So guys, mark your calendars, August 6th. We're going to give you that Easy Way experience in Ontario, California. You know, we have our whole team coming out. We have a bunch of different panels. I promise you, you'll learn something. Everybody asks me, you know, how I do what I do with social media. I'll be sharing a lot of that. I'll be sharing a lot of my secrets. I'll be sharing a lot of things on August 6th. You know, download the app, follow the movement. It's going to be amazing. We have another show coming on Radio Boomer. I'm sorry, on Easy Way Radio as well. And your guys' ratings are rocking. You know, we're talking to Life After 50 magazine, and I've had a couple other people approach us that want to get on board
now,
with you
Eric,
guys.
Eric, how did you mean that? Did you mean when you said your guys' show is rocking? Are you like, is that literal? Because we probably have a lot of listeners in fucking chairs. And I don't know if that's where you're coming.
Yeah, well,
I know Reese's got a rocking chair.
That's you got to get a round of applause for that one. The term rocking in a younger mindset means, you know, rocking, popping is good, is great.
Oh, like
you
rock
know,
and roll. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
Well, you know, Eric, the thing is, these baby boomers, these retired people, don't just sit around. They have high numbers on the online experience and the social media thing. I mean, high, like in the 80% category for shopping, all that stuff. So,
We're going to be putting a column together for Radio Boomers Live on the magazine, on Easyway Magazine, and we're going to be, you know, really trying to form some cool collaborations for the whole baby boomer market. And I have had a lot of people approach me and the social media after listening to the show. So I know that this is working. And so I was talking about a new show. We have a teen-based show. We had our old show Teens on Air with Zach Callison from Cartoon Network, Steven's Universe. We're going to be bringing that back, and it's the show's going to be amazing. It's going to be new and improved. It's going to be great. So if you guys want to listen to a teen, you know, tween fun show for a younger demographic, and the parents will love it. We're going to be bringing that back on Saturdays, so we're working hard on that. And anybody that has shows and contacts and wants to distribute your stuff, get it on Dish Network and on some bigger distribution, we're here. We're here ready to listen to you, ready to go. So, you know, that's just a little update. You know, I love hearing from you guys. Accessible on social media, and so I'm gonna give the show back to you, Aretha and Dad. It's awesome. Radio Boomers Live.
Thanks for stopping in,
Eric.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
I know you're super busy, but remember, take some time and unplug. At least maybe 2 minutes a day, unplug a little bit.
When you do, Dad, I will.
Yeah.
No, he will. It's you. He's got to keep up.
Oh, that's just
thanks
it.
Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Stopping by.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
And let's do a quick tech time here. And I'll do a quick tech time, and then we'll do a quick Jim, and we're
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Have you ever wanted to send out a group of letters, and then you have to figure out how to email, get the email addresses on there, and then your email account won't let you send but so many, and then you think you sent them and they didn't go because you had too many email addresses in there? It can be a real hassle. Say Christmas cards. I know we're a long ways from Christmas, but Christmas cards. You want to send them out. You've got your mailing list, your email list, and you're all ready to do it, but it won't take all the names. Well, there's always an app for everything. It's called MailChimp, and it's a free online, I guess it's online. I don't know if you call it an app if it's online, but at any rate, it's a website called MailChimp. And you can put as many as 2,000 different email contacts in your list, and you can send to all those people at one time. Now, you go to MailChimp.com. You can create and send any kind of campaign. So if you're in business, you could do ad campaigns. If you do network marketing, you can send it out to your groups. You can just divide the list however you want. You can have several different lists. You can have your family list. You can have your business list. And like I said, up to 2,000 contacts, it's free. And then you create the campaign, which means you just design your email. They have templates you can use. You can design it by yourself, and then you can test it, see what it looks like, and then you create your list. You can import your list. You can just hand type in your list. You can build your list, and then you can just start sending them out. So you can do anything on there, whether it's a party invitation, whether it's, what I just say, Christmas cards or the holiday cards of any sort or any type of business campaign. You can do it all free for 2,000 different contacts. So I know I'm getting ready to send out a big mailing, and I was trying to figure out how I was going to do it. MailChimp, check it out, MailChimp.com, just like mail, M-A-I-L. Chimp like a monkey, C-H-I-M-P, MailChimp.com. And that's my tech time. And, Jim, let's go to your gyms.
Very informative.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gyms from Jim.
Well, there's a lot of gyms I can talk about, but I want to have, you know, summer's around the corner. I want to make it a little bit fun. So on Fox News Travel, I thought I'd hit you with the top 5 retirement dream destinations. And, you know, like I said, it's around the corner, guys. I mean, we're going to have some time to, well, of course, the retirees, it's not just time off. I mean, we have a lot of time off. So where are we going to go? Well, they got, for number one slot, Miami and Key West, Florida. It's affordable destination, especially this summer when the business travel is expected to be down. This may reduce leisure costs because you get the deals because they're looking for people. For example, you can get a hotel room for down to $35 on some of their specials in the Disney Main Gate Celebration area. And Miami and Key West, they've got a lot of attractions, travel deals. Both cities are famous for their nightlife, and as far as the daytime, you know, you have the famous beaches, South Beach, and it also has the Everglades, and they have tours and so on. And other deals are, you know, in the $90 category, but then again, you're getting a four-star hotel in the downtown Miami area, 6 days, 5 nights for some of the stays. You know, I often wonder why they say 6 days and 5 nights. You know, if you're going to be there in the daytime, doesn't that mean you're going to be there in the nighttime too? That's like when people say, oh, it's raining outside. Well, yeah, where else would it be raining? But these are just some. Anyway, so where are we going at number two here? See if you could take a guess. Well, the second area for your retirement dream destination, Seattle, Washington. All right, the Pacific Northwest.
It's raining outside in Seattle.
Yes, outside. Right, and you know, you got the family adventures. You got the rides to the top of the Seattle Space Needle, the iconic 605-foot tower with a restaurant and observation deck. And for example, you got a $160 a night for a 3-star hotel in downtown Seattle Center. And then we'll move down to number three, Washington D.C. Well, you got beauty and history there. No better place to take the grandkids and show them a little bit of the history of the country. And what do we got? The Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, Capitol Building, Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian. I mean, there's so much there. And some of the deals, $107 a night for a 4-star hotel in the White House downtown area. Number four, in the fourth spot from the top five picks, Italy. Endless history, ancient history, where you got Rome and so on and so forth. You got the Vatican, and there's just so much to see down there. The center point, I mean, you know, that's endless history. It's wine country and everything. And then for number five, we have, come on, Rita, what do we got for number five? New Zealand.
I don't know. Oh, my
Remember
goodness.
Remember the Lord of the Rings? New Zealand. Beauty, serenity, cities like Auckland and Christchurch, New Zealand's seasons are, you know, remember the seasons, they're opposite of our seasons. So if it's summertime, you feel like skiing, there you go, and so on and so forth. So there you go, Reith. There's top five picks for you, and there's hundreds of places to go and travel and everything. Check your budget and check the weather and make sure everything's cool. We talked about packing up to travel and so on and so forth. If you want to send the luggage ahead, you can do that. So you know.
Well, I'm all for traveling.
Oh yeah, and
traveling,
you know,
is a wonderful thing.
What do you think about that? Sending the luggage ahead, so when you get to the airport, you don't have anything to worry about. You don't have to check anything. My mother used to just send the luggage.
I know people that do that, but I don't. I usually stay in hotels. I have a friend who stays with friends. I usually stay in hotels because I don't want to have to worry about people cooking for me or telling me when I can come and when I can go. So I'm not real keen on mailing luggage to hotels. So I don't know. I just take it with me. But
anyway,
I don't know. We're out of time, Jim.
We're out of time.
Yeah. So I just want to remind everybody about the Easy Way app. Go to easywaymobile.com, download the app. You can find out everything that's going on. Like I said, you can find out where the next Benev and Katarina jewelry events are going to be. And like I said, awesome jewelry, great facial
Katarina
products from Benev.
CATERINA, jewelry.com. You got to check it out, guys. And Benev.
Absolutely.
Look younger. I would be a good before and after
picture for them. But, you know.
And you didn't even get a facial. We needed to make you get a facial. But I digress. But you check out Radio Boomers Live every Monday. We're here at 10
remember
o'clock.
Remember, you got to follow Cast on Twitter, not Broadcasting, because you can only go so many letters. So it's Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Easy Way.
Right, and we're on Facebook. Radio Boomers Live is on Facebook. Yeah, that's right. Radio Boomers Live is on Facebook. Aretha Gray is on Facebook, R-E-A-T-H-A-G-R-E-Y, on Facebook, on Twitter. If you Google Aretha Gray, my face will pop up in front of you. We're going to get Jim on social media someday. I don't know when, but someday.
I'm working at it.
And
the Easy Way Experience for your corporate events. It's becoming the new trend. And so, Aretha, I guess it's a wrap. And
Don't forget to register to vote today. If you don't register today, you won't vote in California.
Yep, that's right. And till then, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll be talking to you next Monday. So have a good week. And a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.